Good morning, everyone. This is The Shaman. It's the 11th of April, 2021. This is the last time I'm going to be out before the beginning of Kentucky's spring gobbler season. I have to tell you, I was having a pretty boring morning. Got out there well before what would be legal hunting, and really and truly, there weren't many gobblers, and certainly few hens anywhere within earshot. Shortly before sunrise, I started hearing a gobbler back north towards camp, and I decided that I'd start walking back Vine Street and see if I could get some better audio of him. Well, I did. What you're going to hear is somewhat of a repeat of the galloping gobbler from a couple, 3 years ago. Where I had a gobbler come from, again, north of my position, came down to the honey hole, ran right through my position, went out into the next field, and kept on going. And this fellow did pretty much the same thing. No, it's not the same turkey. The galloping gobbler from a few years ago, I managed to kill. He did a repeat and I nailed him. This one, I've seen him out in the pasture a few times already this year, and he's doing something that I've seen turkeys do at times, and that is they go on a quest where they'll make a circuit around a given area. It might take them 3, maybe as long as 6 hours to complete the circuit, and they're just running and then occasionally stopping to gobble. And that's exactly what I had this morning. The fellow came right past me, and we got within about 10 yards of each other. I was on the other side of a tree line, and I had managed to get myself back in some cedars. He ran right past me, and then he went to the honey hole and crossed right where I'd been sitting for the previous hour, and again, crossed right through, went out into the next field. So that's what I want to bring to you this morning. I hope you enjoy it. Just on the other side of the tree line. Thank you.
he's less than 50 yards out in front of me. About 10 yards out, but he doesn't see me. Sun from me. Moving left to right, heading back towards Donegal. He's past me already. Reincarnation of the Galloping Gobbler. Moving. He's already He's 80 yards from me. Thank you. walked right past the honey hole on his way out. He's still out there. I don't know how good you're gonna hear it with this wind. Oh, I see him. He walked right up to the honey hole and crossed. He would have been in my lap. Now the question is he gonna see me? Entrance of the field. He's standing right by the little gate. He's already about 50 yards out in the field. Understand that, you know, you're not allowed to call until the start of season. The reason why he came by the honey hole was just because he wanted to. He's out. I've seen this behavior before. Gobblers will get it in their head to do a walkabout. He'll be at this probably all day, looking for a hen to breed. He's just not quite at a dead run, but occasionally he stops. Now, so here's the good side and the bad side of all this. Number one, if I hadn't gotten up and moved, he would have been right in my lap. And as it was, that would have been fun, but I probably also would have gotten busted. He came right by the plywood. Now that's a good thing, because that means he doesn't care about that sheet of wood up on the trees. I skedaddled and came up the road about 50 yards. And then that's when I knew he was danger close. And I moved off into the cedars beside the road. But I thought he was going to cross maybe 80 yards
further down the road. Instead, he came right at me on the other side of the fence here. And he got within, I think at one point it was less than 10 yards. Couldn't see me through the bushes. I was just standing right there. And he didn't pay any attention. He was intent on moving down the fence line. Now I can see the plywood at the honey hole. I can see the fake stump. It's only maybe 30 yards from me. And I watched him cross through the fence line, right where I'd been sitting. That was fantastic. And he's still out there. He's working his way south towards Midway. There he goes again. My goodness. He goes. I think where he's heading, there was a hen sounding off over by the Lazy Boy Blind. And he's now ducked into the woods right about where she was calling. Well, it's been a fun podcast season. Thanks for coming to visit. And next week, I hope I have a podcast for you for the Kentucky Spring Gobbler opener. Take care, y'all.